Everything was segregated. Uh-huh. 4-H program, you know, extension program and all that, it was segregated. And if you want to know the truth, I didn't think I would ever live long enough to see integration. I had a man, he was a redneck, a stone redneck, that told me, he said, see, I tell you what was happening. The county was renting a building from him, for me, for an office. And then they decided they were going to build an office. So he said, I wasn't going to send that, you know, because I was getting a new officer. That's just a waste of money. Said, in the next year or two, so everything will be integrated anyhow. And I told him, I said, well, it might be. I said, but you and I would not live to see this county integrated. And I don't know whether he did or not, because he killed himself when it started happening.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Do you remember his name?
Mallory Tootin.
And he was from here in Jasper?
He ran a grocery store up there. And the building that they were renting, I'm going to tell you what he did. When they paved this street, all this was dirt road when I came here.
You talking about Southwest 12th, or are you talking about Martin Luther King?
All this was dirt. Martin Luther King was dirt.
Okay.
The pavement cut off, I don't remember the number of those streets all the way down there, but when you get down there where those buildings are, you're coming down here, the building on the left and the right there.
Yes, sir.
That's about as far as that street was paved.
Is that because coming from town.
Now,
is that because none of the streets were paved, or is that because this is a section where most of the black people live?
Well, in the black community.
Okay.
But what I'm starting to tell you is, when they did pave it and put a sewer line down, they were requiring everybody to put a bathroom, a toilet in. And you know what? Before he put a toilet in that building for me, and the county went along with it. See, that's the next thing. The county went right along, because the county moved it. He had some lots down here in the black neighborhood. And they had, if some of them didn't have that, they had outhouses and all of that. And there wasn't no facilities in it. And where I was, there wasn't no facility. If I had to go to the bathroom, I had to go, the school was about two or three blocks from there. Mm-hmm. And either come up back up here to some of these restaurants, but there were two or three African-American restaurants going at that time.
Was it just to be spiteful or to save money?
He just didn't want to put that bathroom. To me, it looked like it would have been cheaper to put the bathroom in it than it would to move the building.
Mm-hmm. Just on a principle, he didn't want to.
No.